Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the outstanding 2-0 victory over Standard Liège in the Europa League Group D Game 1 tonight. Absolutely amazing, really is. Our European form is just... I'm lost for words, and I'm kind of burying the lead here with obviously Roof's goal at the right of the death, but what a performance from the team once again. We were solid, we rode our luck on occasion, but we restricted what Standard Liège done. They were a dangerous team. They were quite happy in possession, they were quite quick, their crossing was great. But other than a couple of occasions, we mopped everything up, and the stats say that they never had a shot on target, which is quite incredible, to be honest. The game itself, we made three changes from the Celtic game, and it's a strange thing, because normally when we've made changes before, you're thinking, is that really the right decision? But you seem to be absolutely comfortable with the players coming in, the players dropping out, and obviously the strong bench we had as well. But in the first half, it was really an interesting first half, with both teams having periods of possession. It was pretty even. Liège maybe had the better chances, and they even hit the bar twice, once right at the death as well, the first half. We got the penalty, and it came from the period when we were in decent play. 17th minute, there was a corner to us. The ball was whipped in from the right by Tavernier. Goldson gets his head to it, bounces off the ground and up off the defender's arm, which is clearly outstretched, and modern handball rules say it's a penalty. So up steps Tavernier into the bottom left-hand corner. Keeper got a slight hand to it on the way in, but there was too much power with it there, and he keeps up his scoring record, which is now, it's just, it mind-boggles you, his scoring record now. As I said, though, they were confident knocking the ball about, but we were equally happy to mop up and snuff out any attacks they threw at us. We did dick about on occasion at the back, which has been a change from the way we've played this year. We've normally just, you know, cleared our lines straight away, but we seem to be very comfortable in that respect, and we played out from the back, we taken the touches, and there was no mistakes, which is always a good thing. Other than the goal, though, our best chance of the first half fell to Morelos in the 31st minute after some good play. He was fed the ball inside the box. He had some clear space to shoot, but he elected to pass to the left to our player, who had two players on him. And I don't understand why. We've said before, he's a confidence player, and at this level, we cannot afford to have a confidence player who's out of confidence, because Morelos of old would have just shot that. He would have maybe taken a touch to put it on his better foot, and he would have buried it into the back of the net, or at least made the keeper make a save. But for him to elect to pass that, as an instinctive striker that he is, and he passed it to a player who had players surrounding them, I don't know what it is with him just now. He had a fairly decent game against Celtic, but then he faded off towards the end. It's really, really odd, and as I said, we can't really afford to have that. And as we've seen, Roof comes off the bench and scores, so... The downsides in terms of open play, though, in the first half is they hit the bar twice, and maybe we rode our luck a wee bit there. We're in the 28th minute, they had a cross from the right, there was a header from the attacker who got goal side from about 6 yards out, and it hit the bar back into a play and eventually cleared for the corner. I initially thought that McGregor got his fingertips to it, but replays show that it was just a clear header and he hit the bar. And the second one was right at the death of the first half. They had a quick break up the park, they got the ball down the right, a superb cross into the middle of the ball. The attacker got in between the two centre backs and got the header in, and it rattled off the bar. It should have been a goal. It was a great cross, but really poor defending, allowing it was quite a tight kind of space he got into as well, and he actually managed to feed himself through there and get the header off. But fortunately, we're quite lucky in that respect. The only problem we had really in the first half, it was disappointing to see that Barisic go off after picking up a knock to his thigh, I think, but Bassey came in and he was immense in this game. Given the fact that he's had a lack of game time, he's had his own injury problems himself, he was immense, so physical as well, and he was up and down that wing, and you know, it was great to see. So certainly that's what's good about having two players for every position. And you know, I know he's actually technically a centre back rather than a left back, although he has played in left back before. So but into the second half, we again, it was much the same. We had periods of possession, we had periods when we sat back a wee bit, but we were full of confidence, and that's the difference. Not one point tonight where I was really worried about it. The game kind of changed, though, on the 50th minute, where there was an absolute torrential downpour, and it never really let up until, you know, maybe about 5-10 minutes before the end of the game. However, the damage has been done, and the pitch got severely waterlogged, and really... around about the 60th minute, it was really notable where the ball, the players could barely pass 5 yards in front of each other, where the ball was just holding up. It led to, it was really a bit of a calamity and farcical for the last half an hour of the game. There was quite a few mistakes, as you would expect, and fortunately none of it was in front of our goal, but it was the same for both teams, and players had to check their runs. They tried to dribble the ball forward and it was just getting held up. No really much you can do. The rain was incredible at that point, so can't blame any players or even the groundsman for that one. Made a couple of substitutions throughout the game. Morelos came off on the 74th minute and Roof came on. Looking to see out the game. A wee bit nervy towards the end, given the state of the pitch and just this, not, I wouldn't even class it as a mistake, just a bit of fortune for either team could have cost another goal. But in the 92nd minute, Liège crossed the ball into the box. The player was on the far side of the box with incomplete space, but he seemed to mistime his control. The ball went under him. We regained possession back. The ball fell to Roof deep in our half. In terms of the actual play to get to that position first, it was outstanding, so physical. He'd taken on about three players. He drove the ball forward. So physical. And then he looked up, and from the halfway line, he lobbed the keeper into the back of the net. I don't think any of us have seen Rangers score a goal like that before from the halfway line. Just absolutely incredible. It's got the whole of Twitter, the whole of media talking about it, because it was just a touch of genius from that player. And as good as Morelos has been, and I know this is just obviously one goal from Roof, if this is the type of play, both physical and awareness and the execution of it, then Morelos better buck up his ideas very quick, because we've got a striker, if he can stay fit obviously, who can fit right into his place, and he's obviously got the attributes. So, but overall, it was an outstanding performance from the team. It was so assured, and it's what we've come to expect from Europe now. And as I said before the Old Firm game, I'm always worried when we go into games favourites. I'm not sure if we're the favourites in this game at all, but when there's that expectation, we've always historically floundered with this, but not with this team. This is different now, and obviously when the group was made, the talk was we're certainly going to qualify out of it, if not then we should be topping the league, but we'll need to wait and see. But perfect start, 3 points in the bag already. Benfica had a bit of a scare, I think they won 4-2, but it was 2 each at one point, so Poznan are not going to be walkovers either. But just another excellent European performance. So everybody, maybe bar Morelos, was spot on today. Tavernier, Goldson, Balogun, Kamara again, just outstanding. So can't rest on the laurels, because as I said in the main pod, we've got a quick run of games here. We're playing Livingston at home at 3 o'clock on Sunday, so I expect a few changes for that. You know, there's going to be a lot of heavy legs after a half hour trenching through a flooded pitch today, so we'll just need to wait and see. But as ever, if you want to check out the rest of our podcast, you can go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find what we do there. So thanks for listening, and goodbye.